Please do not swear.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Coming along in this sweltering conditions. Nice to see a big crowd tonight. We'll get underway. First of all, on the night's agenda, there's apologies for absence.
I have apologies from Councillor White.
Councillor Kelly has been appointed. Okay. Item 2 is declarations of interest and dispensation.
I have interest in item 5.3 and 5.4.
And myself.
Okay, thank you.
Item 3 is to approve as true record the minutes of the meeting held on the 9th of June. Is everybody happy with that?
Yes.
So item 4 now is committees. Mm-hmm. Councillors to note the minutes of the following committees. Environment and open spaces.
Notice.
Planning and infrastructure. Yes. Both of those on the 20... Oh, no. Big wrong. Environment and open spaces was the 11th of June. Planning and infrastructure and finance and policy was the 25th of June. Are we happy with those?
Yep.
And events and leisure is the 2nd of July.
Yep.
So upcoming meetings, we have planning and infrastructure this Wednesday the 16th. Also general purposes, same evening. And then planning and infrastructure again on the 6th of August. Councillors here are to note a change to the meeting schedule for September. Personnel will be held on the 24th of September at 8 o'clock now, and finance, policy and appointments will be at 8:30 on the same day. Environment and open spaces is to be confirmed later.
You've all been given an updated schedule on your
next. Okay, so now we move on to item 5, finance. So 5.1. Councillors to receive and resolve to agree the payments made in June and note the bank statements, bank reconciliations for June, and to agree the clerk has approval to pay any accounts due before the next meeting. Now, everybody happy? Everybody reviewed these?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. 5.2, councillors to receive the quarterly income and expenditure report.
Mm-hmm. Received.
Yep. No comments there. 5.3, councillors discuss and agree the recommendation from the Finance Committee that allotment fees be increased by CPI for 2025 to 26. Currently, a resident full plot is 55, it goes up to 57.50. A resident half plot from 35 to 36. A non-resident full block from 75 to 77, and a non-resident half block from 45 to 46. Okay?
Yep.
Yes.
Agreed?
Agreed.
5.4, councillors to agree to the amended allotment tenancy agreement reviewed by the General Purposes Committee. I take it you've all read that?
Agreed.
Time? Yes, okay, thank you.
Right,
yes?
I think we should comment on how clear it is now.
Yes, duly noted. I think we would all agree that it has less gobbledygook.
Could I just say we can't hear up here with the noise of the fans?
Would you like me to turn the fans off?
No, I don't want to.
I just want you to shout.
Do shuffle forward if you need to as well.
Okay, I'll try and shout.
Will you go down? This one's going a lot faster than that one.
There's just one button for them.
All right.
I'm so bored.
Okay. I'll try and go a bit more on them.
Thank you.
Right, item 5.5, councillors to note the receipt of tranche 2 of the precept for £126,208.50 and to agree the transfer of funds, I think that is, of £60,000 from the Unity account to the CCLA Public Sector Deposit Fund.
Yes.
Everybody happy?
Yes, noted.
5.6. Councillors to resolve that the clerk is authorised to transfer funds between the council's current and savings accounts as necessary to maintain the council's financial stability, with all movements to be reported at the next appropriate council meeting.
That's fine.
5.7. Councillors to receive information on the changes to the annual governance and accountability return for 2025-26. Nikki?
This is just to get us ahead of the game, really, because next year the AGAR will have an extra assertion, which will be an assertion 10, which will be to do with digital and GDPR compliance. So in order for our council to be compliant, we need to have email addresses that are specific to every council, which we have. We've all got gov.uk email addresses. We all need to meet legal requirements for our website, and our website is fully compliant to 2.2 AA. We've had the latest MOT review through today, so that's okay. And we'll continue to run accessibility on the website to make sure that's still compliant. We should have a transparency code and information to be published on our website, which is there.
Yep.
We need to carry out regular data audits, which is not something we've done before, but I'm in the process of getting that together to be reviewed by full council later in the year. We need a data protection policy, which we have, which I'm updating as well. We need to have regular training, which I'll reach out to both the SLCC and the EALC to provide that, so I'll let you know once that's available. We need to adhere to UK GDPR data protection, which we do. We need to be aware that we're both a processor and controller of data. And we need to have an IT policy, which we have.
Yep.
So there are only a couple of things we need to look at, and that gets us ahead of the game before 25%.
Okay. I think we all agree we need to be ahead of the game where we can.
And Chair, if I might thank the clerk for the work that she's done on that, because I know it's quite in depth and very full of gobbledygook, she would say.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, noted. Right. Okay, item 6 now, public participation. We've got a chance here for residents to bring up any items on the agenda. We've got 15 minutes for that, so if we've got anybody, yes?
I know we've got the new speed sign up, just wait. You know, what worries me is when I came down from Hockley, the actual 30 mile an hour sign on the near side is covered by foliage, and on the off side is faded. So if people are perhaps not even realising that it's a 30 mile an hour, and they're just getting a smiley face or frown face, because there's nothing on the actual sign to say it's 30 mile an hour. So I think perhaps...
Sorry, do you mean fixed signs? Like the fixed 30 mile an hour?
Yes.
Yeah, the highway signs, yeah.
Okay, we can get them reported to highways.
Yes,
but other than that.
And the other thing I was going to suggest, I don't know, as you go out of Holbrook Road towards the new roundabout at Warwick, and you change from 40 mile an hour to 30, it's on the road. A big 30 mile an hour sign on the road as well. So I think that's something perhaps we would benefit from as well in Holbridge.
Again, that would be Essex Highways.
Yes, but who makes the representation to
them? Councillor Hoy, who is just behind
I see
you.
Him duly
noting. Yeah. So that, and obviously, I'll bring my next question is that are we going to have one that's coming up as well?
Yeah, I'll gladly tell you a bit more about that, but
yes.
We did identify a site for one, but Essex told us we couldn't put one there. So it's the answer to that is we will do, but somehow it's not going to be as easy as the other one we've already installed to find an appropriate location that will be acceptable to Essex. So we are looking into it. We've started on that already.
I hope it's not going to be as long, because the other one's 2.5 years.
I'm not going to be drawn into, I would hope it wouldn't be, but as I say, we've got an idea now of, once we've got an agreed site, that we've got an idea of the sort of time frames that are applicable now. And yes, it would have to be allocated into our next year's budget, as the clerk has reminded me, but we'll be looking at that in the autumn.
Yes.
Okay. Right, gentlemen there.
I don't think it comes under this council, but drop curb parking in Ferry Road is becoming a nightmare with the mothers not using the free car park. They're parking outside over the drop curbs. Last year, reversing in, the child whacks my back wheel. No damage to the car, no damage to the child. Where's the mother? 100 yards up the road on her phone. Drop curbs. I've tried to get in touch with Councillor Hoy, but every time I phone there, I'll leave a message, get back to you as soon as I can. I did it today, thinking he'll be here today, and it's the same message.
Well, Councillor Hoy is behind you, so yes, no doubt you'll have a chance to speak with him after
if
the meeting.
If I can have a chat with him after, lovely.
Yeah. We have spoken already with you, but yeah.
Yeah.
We have spoken.
He's spoken to me.
I think it's true,
really. No.
You've got a chance after the meeting tonight to have a word with Councillor Hoy. If that's your question, is that? Yes. Okay. Was anybody else got anything? Yes, lady there.
Just to elaborate on this lady's comments earlier on about the sign up in the Holbridge. We actually live along the lower road. We've moved into the area. I raised a letter to Councillor Boyer, who did respond very quickly, to be fair. It was after the serious accident. I've been reminded of a major serious accident that happened in my childhood in Holbridge. I was extremely upset about it, but the issue there is with all the speeding traffic coming along outside my office window that I see every day. I see lorries, cement mixers mounting on the curb, and they literally almost touch each other, and they do mount the curb to avoid each other right outside my window. Now, what worries me is there's a lot of residents around our area, and there's some that live further down the hill that walk up that pavement and walk to the allotment, and they walk back again. There's going to be a serious accident, and not to exaggerate, my husband was helping a neighbour out mowing her front verge a couple of weekends ago, and he had to move out of the way of the traffic that went up the pavement, and that's no exaggeration. And her family are no longer allowing her to mow the front of her lawn. She's very independent, has always done it, but she's now frightened to do that because her family have said it's too dangerous. It's becoming more serious, and the speed sign, that's fantastic. I mean, it's a start, and thank you for doing that. I don't know if you are aware, there was one comment that was mentioned to me that I thought, that this is unbelievable. Somebody had noted there was some motorcyclists riding up young people on mobile phones, filming themselves going at speed at that sign, registering how fast they could go. So that person concerned did say, is there not a limit on that? I don't know what the answers are, because we can't please everybody, and we're trying to stop a major serious accident from happening, or another one happening. But I just feel it needs to be noted how serious it is. Councillor Boyd did say he would mention it at the next local highways panel, and he did also mention that he may need to escalate it to highways. So at least I'm being listened to, which is really appreciated. But the seriousness of it, I won't let it lie, to be fair, because I'm seeing serious things happen outside my window.
Can I say that I don't, I strongly support what you say, and I think I'm speaking for everybody around the table here. I've had an incident personally only about 3 or 4 months ago where I thought I had it coming up to that area where you were talking about, and a lorry from a well-known contractor around here was coming straight for me, and how we missed each other, I don't know.
It's really frightening, even coming out of our driveway, and I know we've all got the same issue there, you're frightened, and crossing the road is another one. I put my life in my own hands crossing that road, because we've got the pavements, I mean, I could go on, the pavements are in such bad condition along there as well, and you have to look down at the pavement to check you're not going to trip over, and it's very narrow at the point of Pevensey Gardens,
yes.
So when you're standing there to cross and the traffic's coming along at speed, and you're trying to find a gap to cross, that's dangerous. It needs something put in place of some kind to help residents, as well as you know, people that are driving their cars around the village, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, we will do whatever is within our remit. We would certainly support residents where we can. The gentleman again, Councillor Hoy, I know there has got notes of this, and I, as you said, you've already spoken with him about that.
A letter. We've responded by email. So
all I can say to you is that any initiative we would support by whatever means, and obviously we would liaise with Councillor Hoy on whatever steps he's able to take.
I did copy in Mr. Francois as well, so hopefully you've got a hand, hand delivered by post to him, so I'm hoping he's received it.
Sorry, I didn't catch who that was.
Mark Francois. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, but I haven't had a response from him. I don't know what the procedure is, it's just I need something to listen and take
hopefully. Sometimes it takes up to 10 minutes to just get out of the drive.
I can well believe it, as I say, from personal experience or what I've witnessed. We are aware, and we do make representatives of relevant authorities aware on a regular basis, but do we have enough clout? No, not on our own.
A couple of weeks ago, we had an industrial fire extinguisher fall off the back of the lorry into the road, an enormous one.
Again, I can well believe that.
The lorry didn't stop, the lorry kept going. I had to get a bunch of council down to clear it.
Yeah, so that, certainly we, you know, I'm happy to have a chat with you after the meeting. Councillor Hoy there, I know, is busy scribbling away, so I'm sure he's going to be taking some more things forward.
Just one quick question that I should have, I'm just curious really, because I do walk a lot around the village. Is there a reason why many back roads have been, the pathway pavements have all been sorted, where a main road, a ferry road and lower road hasn't? Is there a reason for that, do you know?
Well, they've been
resurfaced. Made safe, basically, in areas, and a whole stretch around Waxwell Road, I believe it is, all around there. It's all done nicely. Doctor's surgery. And I understand why some places need to be done, but the main roads, ferry roads, and in particular where we are, if somebody was to go and look at that pavement along there, it's really bad.
Again, that would be highways.
That would be six highways. But I mean, some of these things, and I'm not trying to make excuses.
No.
You know, these problems have raised on a fairly regular basis with us, both as individual councillors and through the office.
Mm-hmm.
And we do contact highways, but they have a different view of what is important, isn't important, and of course there's always the chestnut of money. But I had noticed that some of those payments have been sorted out recently, so maybe there is a programme that they are beginning to make, get aware of, whereby they're going to do more roads. I don't know that speculation, but certainly we'll note it, and we will pass it on.
One of the problems is the combine harvesters can't pay because they can't get around to keep their sign,
yeah.
So they have to mark payments and they.
Okay, now we're getting towards the end. I'll take two questions. There's a gentleman in the front here, and one at the back, and then.
Coming back to this lady here, where she said lorries are going on the pavement, right, you know where Central Avenue is? We're trying to get across in the last 5 years. But where that accident was a couple of weeks back, there was another one that was probably a year ago, same sort of thing. Now, what happens is, when you come out of Central Avenue, it it's hard to cross. But I've got a power, I've forgotten it, but I can give it to Julie to plug it into it. Two lorries, and the actual lorry went completely over the pavement. Now, there'd been a child there or a dog person there, it'd have been all over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what I'll do, Julia, I'll pop that in your letterbox. Or
sure.
I'm going to Raleigh tomorrow, I'll get a copy of it.
Yeah, if you pop in, we'll photocopy it and I'll give you the original back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm aware that we've had a couple on the same sort of theme, and I'm not dismissing them, please don't think that. Gentlemen at the back, did you have.
As you're aware, I'm campaigner for the speed limit along our road.
Oh, hello.
And I have seen, I live further north.
Oh,
a lot. Where is the main speed limit?
Yeah.
Where you go across Church Road,
yes.
And it enters into. And I've had one conversation. If you try and have others, I've been the scene mark once, and he says, see him.
Okay.
So I've tried to ring, get no answer. I've campaigned with the police. And they don't want to know because the road is too dangerous. They won't do a speed check because it's too dangerous for them.
Mm-hmm.
Where I live, we've got no pavement, so you're lucky. I have Boy Scout groups coming out of the main footpath opposite my house onto the road.
Okay.
I have accidents in front of my road. I've lost windows in front of the house because of the noise. So I know all about it. So
that's
I'm
all
saying this for the benefit of this man because I don't want him to run away.
No, I don't think he's going to run away today. Thank you. I do appreciate that we've had someone on a similar theme. We're coming up to District and County Council reports, so it may be that Councillor Hyde may wish to comment on some of those things if he speaks. So unless anybody's got anything on another topic.
I think it shows the strength of the
absolutely.
I hasten to add, I'm not dismissing it, but we've got a lot to get through.
Might it be appropriate for us to note that specifically, that we appreciate and support the strength of feeling amongst the community on this particular matter?
Duly noted.
Have that on the minutes, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you. Right, now we move on to item 7, District and County Council reports. So we've got Councillor Hoy, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'll touch on some of the things, but yeah, might be best, okay. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yep.
Sorry, I can't stay to the end of the meeting, but when I leave, if people are seeing before I go, I'll be out there for about 10, 15 minutes, okay? Sorry.
No, please go ahead.
Just go through a few things going on in Essex at the moment, but the first one being local government reform. That's taking place at Essex, and it's also taking place at Rochford. At the moment, county is saying that there's going to be three unitaries, which is very likely to see Rochford combined with Rochford, Southend, Castle Point, Aspen, and Thurrock. The only alternative currently on the table is five unitaries from eight councils at the moment, which would put Rochford, Southend, Castle Point together. I know the leader of Rochford District Council wants to try for four, but it seems unlikely there's any support for that at the moment. But will be kept up to date as and when. The Fair Glen, we all know where Fair Glen is, 1271845. That's been approved for funding. So I assume that's going to be built sometime in the next 10 years. So perhaps 20 years after it was first spoken about. I'll come on to highways at the end because there's been a lot of highways issues. Just so you know what's going through committees at the moment, there's going to be a full review of parking charges at District Council. At the meeting of the Economic Development Regeneration Tourism Committee next week, there's talk of implementing a 30-minute free parking in all the car parks and rail, which we're not sure where that's going yet. I'm not seeing any details. Planning policy. That's had one meeting. It appears there's possibly been, as there's been a change of administration, it appears that there's possibly a change in how planning is going to be looked at, and possibly there might be smaller schemes being allowed rather than one large scheme, but that's at very early stages. Obviously, if you get large schemes like the expression of interest in the east of the district or possibly one in the west of the district, you get a lot of infrastructure in those, whereas if you do, as we know, what was built here, you had very little infrastructure, we had a roundabout and that was it. So if you get a big bunch, you tend to get the schools, doctor surgeries, etc., whereas if you do small ones, you don't, so there's something to look at. And because of the changes to planning policy by the government, we are now much more open than we used to be to speculative planning applications. Greenbelt used to be a very good protection, but now the government's changed or has introduced something called Greenbelt, which means that effectively it's possible to turn a lot of our Greenbelt into Greenbelt potentially. And they've also said that there is no, one of the protections of Greenbelt we used to say is the you don't get coalescence of settlement. So Humbridge couldn't join Hockley or Rainy or Raworth. But they've now said, they've introduced this definition of a village, and if you're a village, you can't, that doesn't matter anymore. You can, villages can coalesce, it's something to stop towns coalescing. And as far as we're aware, the only town in the district is Rainy. So that can cause problems as well. But okay, as with everything, not a lot of these, this has been tested because it's quite early days. I did want to say congratulations on the speed sign. I'm a bit worried about it showing the speed because I sort of, as I think someone said, I've seen people trying to get speed up there. That was all. But I think it's been badly needed and hopefully it works. The district council last year introduced or gave approval for an £1,800 fund that district council to spend in their ward. Unfortunately, it's been reduced in the last committee to £900. That means each of your district councils involved which have £900 to spend. They can't just spend it on go down the pub and buy them a drink. It's got to be for an organisation who can use that money. So if anyone here, anyone in the public has any ideas, gratefully received as well. We have to spend that before the end of October. Okay? And just a reminder that as a county councillor, it's not just for Holbridge, it's for Hockley as well, I cover, so there's £5,000 there as well, which I think last year I funded the library in Holbridge, so I possibly will have to do some funding for the Hockley Library this year, but there will still be some money left over from that as well. Okay? I'm not sure if you're going to cover this later, but fortunately or unfortunately, it's not where I wanted it to go, but the pavilion in the recreation ground has been awarded to the Mega Centre. I'm not seeing the bid from the Mega Centre particularly, I don't know what's going on there, but I think it's unfortunate. Personally, because I thought there were some good bids from the men's club and for the other cafe organisation. So well, it seems to me that, and I've spoken to this about large established organisations seem to be able to fill out the bids really well to get the top marks, but some of these smaller ones don't have that experience. I think the district council needs to help some of these smaller organisations more to get them to be able to fill in the application so they tick the boxes. Because quite often they tick the boxes but they don't know how to put it into the form. So I think that's really important. I just wanted to touch on the neighbourhood plan, which I know Councillor Stuart Wilson emailed the council about, and the council came back and said, not at this time, possibly too late, I think the words were. As I say, I did bring this up about 10 years ago, I think Councillor Marriott would remember this, and I think that the council at that time said it was too late. It's possibly almost too late for now, but it's not too late for when the next plan is being reviewed. So I think it's something that perhaps the parish council should keep an eye on, at least. I will move on to parking deals in a minute. Just one word on another policy change at district council around housing allocations. So this is for people on the housing register to get the affordable housing supplied through Sanctuary mainly. Unfortunately, the council voted to remove the family connection, which means that if you have a family connection in the district, that no longer qualifies you for a affordable housing here. That has affected families in Holbridge. I know Councillor Wilson has been dealing with some who have just been removed from the list now. So that's where that is. There's over 270 people have been removed from the list. Highways. I'll be out there for 10 minutes after I leave. I'm sorry about that, but I've got somewhere else to go. The parking on the Ferry Road, I did speak to a representative at the SET, which is South Essex Parking Partnership, because the only way we can deal with that is to get the parking office, enforcement officers down to actually get people when they're there. And I know it's really difficult to do that. There's not really any other way of doing it apart from to catch them in place. And obviously the time they're doing that is the time everyone else wants the parking officers. So I did go to Councillor Cross, who was our representative. I'm not sure who the representative will be from next week, because that's going to change. But I'll make sure they're aware of it as well, and to get set down. And that's the only way we can do it. I'll speak to you outside about that as well. With regards to the other issues around the Lower Road and the speeding, 31 hours on the road, I'll take that to local highways panel. I'll take the speeding to the local highways panel. We can, and on the Lower Road as well. I know there have been speed surveys done in the past, but there should be funding still for the speed surveys there. So at least get a speed survey done, which is the start of anything. Before we do anything, we have to have a speed survey. So I can speak to the local highways panel. Unfortunately, the local highways panel was defunct for about a year. It stopped, basically. And it hasn't taken any new cases because they weren't doing what they had got. But they're starting again from... We should be able to start putting things on there now. So from the next meeting, which will be September. So I'll update this council in September, if that's okay for that.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask Councillor Boyle.
Sorry,
might know an appropriate moment to ask you if you could send in a report to us so that we can distribute.
Yeah, I'll summarise this as well on the course of work.
Lovely, thank you.
So speed survey. And I'll just point out about highways at Essex. Highways is 6% of the whole budget for Essex County Council. So there's a... That does come down to money and where there is money and how we can get the money as well. I don't think there's off it. We'll cover most things, but if I haven't, please let me know.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hoyt. Councillor Elwell?
You mentioned the speed survey. The sign we put up has the ability to do that. Is that going to be acceptable evidence?
Well, it only does it in one direction.
It still works. It helps us speed survey, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. If you need that information, Councillor Hoy will obviously make sure that we can make it available for you. Okay, thank you very much again. So, item 8, Chairman Parks and Court. I think on behalf of the Parish Council, I attended two events. One was the Armed Forces Day flag raising in Rayleigh itself, and then last weekend I attended a charity event run by the Chair of Rochford, the Chair of Rochford District Council, where they raised over £1,000 for a mental health charity. So that was really worthwhile. Other than that, I personally have got nothing else to report.
I don't have a report,
though. Okay, thank you. Right, item 9, delegation of power. Councillors to agree the clerk a delegation of power during the recess.
Is it just in line with our policy?
Yeah, this is just so that nothing comes to a grinding halt.
Yep,
absolutely. Right, item 10, British Security and Security Patrols. Council discuss and note monthly reports on this type of security.
Noted.
Good. Councillors to receive an update on the security tender.
So next Monday we will be sending the tender documents to all interested parties, and then the closing date for that is the 21st of August, where the evaluation process will take place.
Thank you very much. And 10.3, councillors to note information on PCSO support.
Our PCSO is retiring, and we're not going to get another one.
I believe we had one normally. Item 11, open spaces. Councillors to receive a verbal update.
Well, just to let everybody know that unfortunately the MedShares application wasn't successful. We're still trying to support them in getting premises somewhere. They put so much work into getting their room together.
Can I just say that the councillor who's chairman of the committee who's involved in it did offer, well, had a conversation with him to work with Jane on trying to secure something else.
That's fine, lovely, thank you. Okay, nothing else. So item 12, policies and procedures for leases.
Yep.
Councillors to review and agree the following. Councillor meeting attendance policy.
Agree.
Yeah. Dignity at work.
Yeah. Agreed.
All agree. Okay.
Yeah.
Item 13, the much referred to this evening speed sign. Councillors to note the successful installation of the speed sign.
Noted. And to thank the office for all of the hard work we've done in making sure that's been secured as fast as possible, and to all of the councillors here as well for their work.
I know it's hidden from members of the public that the parish office did an awful lot of work in making it possible to get that sign. It can't be understated how much time they devoted to that. So, yes, I would endorse any, if it could be noted.
I think it's very important anyway. Do address the problems on the speed on
low.
I think as a parish council that has to be a priority as well.
But
well,
as I said,
you said it, yes.
We will give any to Councillor Hoy if he says I need your support. We'll do it. We'll go and meet people. We will write letters. We will do that. Now, he's the guy who's got the power.
And he's the one I've been liaising with for 2.5 years.
So. No comment. Thank you. Right, okay, thank you very much. Item 14, devolution local government reforms. Councillors to note the clerk has initiated contact with Rochford District Council to discuss current leases and is awaiting information.
Can I just say that the new leader of Rochford District Council does plan to have a further meeting with parishes and parish chairs and clerks. So that as an update on it all, so there is plans for the new administration of RDC to engage further with the parishes on this.
And that is much welcomed. I can tell everybody that's next Tuesday in the early evening.
Is it Thursday?
I think it's Thursday, isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong.
No.
Tuesday?
I think it's Tuesday.
The day beginning with T ending in Y for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, next week. Tuesday or Thursday,
it's next week.
We will be there.
I suggest it's probably Thursday because our full council is on the 22nd.
I hope it's not because I'm taking working from home on that day.
29th.
Tuesday.
That's the following Tuesday.
Thank you. I thought it was.
See, it's always good to have people in the know.
Either way, we'll be there.
Yes, we will.
And no doubt we will be able to give a bit more feedback once we've attended.
Agreed.
There wasn't very much, it has to be said, from the previous administration's effort. So we'll see what comes up this time.
Mm-hmm.
Item 15.
Councillor Flack.
Oh, big one, Councillor Flack. Yes,
well, it was sort of following on to your comments, but have we got any information about when we... democratic rights might be restored
no.
to vote in the election.
No. It's a simple answer.
All these decisions are going to be taken by councillors who are actually unelected for the time that they're now.
Well, that is the decision of central government.
undemocratic government we have at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did see something about someone ignoring the government in holding an election, but I can't remember where that was. Item 15, representatives on outside bodies. Councillors to receive any reports from the following to whom the parish council has made a representation. Firstly, Harbridge Community Association.
Yes, Live Aid, the event held on Saturday seemed to be very successful. I certainly had a good time when I was on the bouncy castle washing it. Very successful. They put a lot of hard work into it, actually. Upcoming, they're hoping to take up some free CPR training for their staff and then open it out to residents eventually. On the 21st of July, the preschool will be holding a teddy bears picnic, primarily for parents of the younger children, the ones who are moving on to school. I'll be attending that, and hopefully from that I'll be able to join the preschool with the children in September, but I'll report back to them.
Thank you very much.
Can I just say that yet again, I have no communications from them whatsoever. And from that point of view, it seems little point in me being a council representative on an organisation that fails to invite me.
Has that been mentioned in dispatches?
Not within my hearing, no.
Could you have words? And I know Nikki is.
I think possibly it needs to come from the clerk.
Windermere
Centre.
Okay, Councillor Hampstead and myself attended their meeting on the 26th of June, and they also had their AGM. Uh-huh. They've got a full programme, I think Nikki kindly sent out to everybody, and they are looking for anybody to turn up or help out. The first event is a barbecue here on the 16th of August, from 2 to 5. And what they're hoping to do is they're hoping to raise funds because they need to refurbish the toilets here. They're in a bit of a dire state. They have gone out to Screwfix for funding, but apparently Screwfix will only help them if they use Screwfix products, so they're still debating that. They're also looking to take first aid courses because although they've got the DFIB here, no one really knows how to use it apparently. Although it's supposed to talk you through it, but they are still quite unsure. So I'm trying to get them some help for that.
I can help with that if you want.
Okay, I'll speak to you after Nicola about that. Then they've got their 50th anniversary of the centre is next year. Apparently the centre has been going for 50 years, and they want to have a big party event here for the village. That's about it at the moment. I think that was it.
Thank you very much. Rochford, I think it's a meeting on Thursday.
The meeting is on Thursday, and our guest speaker is Shelley Taylor, and she's going to be talking about a charity called REMAT, where what they do is they make small adaptations to disabled equipment to make life a little bit easier for disabled people. They have a team of engineers who engineer little adjustments to things. And so a lot of them are small, reasonably low cost kind of adaptions, but they can make a big difference. So it's a nice charity to find out about. And as mentioned before, we will be talking about Common Cause in the name of LGO and all the other about talking about assets and things like that. So that's something, I think it's a particularly vital now, more than ever, for parishes to be able to work closely together. And I'm very pleased for those here that don't know, that this is the chairman of Rora Parish Council, and sitting next to him is Hayley, the clerk of Rora Parish Council. So that you, we, and I've attended a couple of their meetings, and a lot of the other parishes clash with our meeting. So tonight you'd have Rayleigh, Hockley and Hawkball all meeting, so it's not always so easy to sort of go and visit your neighbours, as it were. But because we all have held their meetings first Wednesday of the month, I can go along and meet the neighbours, as it were. So that's a little thing where we're all trying to, parishes are trying to just get that little bit more closely with to one another, because I think we're going to need to. I'll leave it that.
With the LGR, it's going to be essential. I know that Councillor Belton there and I have had a conversation or two about this. It has extended an invitation for me to go to one of their meetings, which I hope to do in the not too distant future. But we're also trying to set something up with other parish councils. Yeah, yeah. But we'll, more news on that later on. Thank you for coming. Okay, Holbridge Library.
Their summer reading has started, the reading challenge for the children. Also, Sue and myself have been in chat with the library to try to revive the Friends of Holbridge Library group. We are chatting about it with Kelly and Sarah, how to go forward, what we need to be doing to have it in place. If anyone would like to offer their time to volunteer, everybody obviously welcome. We are at the very beginning of the conversations because we need to go through official layers, but you know, whenever we are ready, we keep everybody posted about it.
That's very good. I mean, if that could be done, it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Crouch Valley Coastal Community, thank you.
No meeting.
No meeting. Okay. Riverside Primary School?
Nothing that officially that we've done ourselves. Obviously, it's end of term now, so about to go into their 6 weeks. They have announced that they're doing a pantomime now. They've decided they're going to do an annual pantomime. So this year it's Peter Pan, just in case anybody's interested. They're already starting to rehearse, so that tells you how dedicated they are. And also they have explored the possibility of teaching children in different sensory environments. So they have been putting in outdoor maths recently in their fields and nature kind of spaces to try and get children who might otherwise find it hard to engage within the classroom setting to engage in different settings. So that's a very interesting pilot that they're putting forward. And I think they're looking to expand it to different subjects as well moving forward. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you. Police, security, neighbourhood watch. David?
In the absence of any police, we haven't had any meetings recently. Neighbourhood watch, there's one or two areas in the village, High Elms, Kendall Close, where they've instituted neighbourhood watch, and the Rochford District Council have allowed them to put signs on,
watching,
whatever. As far as the police are concerned, I'm preparing a report, which the clerk's aware of, about parking in the village, which could prohibit access of emergency vehicles and delivery vehicles. It is a major problem, particularly at the school junction of the drive and Ferry Road, where people effectively block the road. Almost, I've had to fold my windows in to get through. And I think that needs addressing. But as Councillor Hoy mentioned before, the Chelmsford City Council run this parking arrangement where they pull resources for civil enforcement officers, but we never see any in the village.
No.
The only occasion recently that we've had somebody down by the river got a ticket. But that's it basically. We're not getting anywhere with it. There's lots of instances where the fire planners and a modern ambulance would not be able to get access. Fair enough, at the end of the day, in the event of a fire appliance, they might have to get other resources to do a pump relay to get water from a distance if they can't get too close to the incident, etc. So that all causes delays.
Mm-hmm.
and I think there's a big concern about that. I'll compile a report, possibly to be addressed at the next meeting. Thank you.
Just on that note, I've been, McGee has been trying hard for a few weeks now to get me an appointment with the head teacher, but to no avail. And one of the things that I wanted to approach is that very subject, plus one or two ideas that I've pinched from elsewhere that maybe they might think of or considering.
I think we need to emphasise the point that we do provide a free car park a few yards away from the school.
Yeah, and that links into something, you know, if I can't talk to the head teacher, then I can't put it forward.
Yeah.
But watch this space. Riverside Medical Centre.
There's no update at the moment, but I expect there to be a meeting possibly September, October time.
Okay, good.
Chairman, may I say that, not to undermine you at all, I bumped into the practice manager today because he has to come into the shop to buy his milk, etc. So I've got him. And I did remind him about the patient participation meeting, and he's trying to get one in the process of getting one together, but as you know, these things can slip. And also about putting the planning application in. And that is expected to go in shortly. So although I haven't got anything absolute concrete from him, when I see him, he does get gently nagged.
Withhold the milk until we get more information.
I think that's what I'm going to have to do, hide it all out the back. Because the co-op charge more, you see. So sorry for anyone. And so and also he's got to walk further.
Exactly. Continue the friendly nagging. Right, transport.
Well, I was excited to see you actually managed to get hold of that lady.
Yeah.
I don't know quite how you did that, but as you all have seen, she's coming in September.
Yeah, and it's a wider travel day at our September meeting.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That.
Good. And lastly, parish councils. Is there anybody else? Councillor Atrus?
Yeah, just to expand slightly on Councillor Hoy's point on the housing allocation policy. I was in a meeting regarding that, wearing a different hat to the one I'm currently wearing. He's absolutely right in terms of the family connection link being taken away. They've also extended the amount of time you need to have lived in the district in order to apply for social housing in the first place. It was originally 3 years, now it is 5 years. So they've extended the amount of time you have to be here, but if you have that family connection, that is no longer allowed. Obviously, there is still the discretion that can be done in instances of domestic violence, etc., etc., that has to be done by legislation, but this is an internal policy changed by RDC. If you do know anybody affected, they do have the right to appeal, which is, again, provided by legislation. However, if they're appealing based on the fact that the policy has changed and they feel it might be unfair or not correct, then that won't change the outcome, unfortunately. The only way you can change the outcome is if you've for example, I know somebody who's been on the waiting list for 12 years. So, you know, the argument is I shouldn't have to wait another five to have done that. So, so there's that side of things. And then again, wearing another hat, I have been informed that the Special Educational Needs and Disability Charity, known as SNAP, are a fantastic charity, are looking to potentially expand their resources beyond where they currently operate, which is Southend and Rochford, and kind of move a little bit further outwards. So if we do hear any more on that, it might be an idea to invite them to one of our committees, because this is a very important issue, and one very close to my heart personally as well. So yes, those are the two things I have.
No,
I will do, of course.
I've been approached by Essex County Fire and Rescue Service regarding Essex Water and a tunnel under the River Crouch, which until recently was flooded. They've done quite a lot of remedial work on it. It's now accessible. They want to hold an exercise there. So I've my grandson works for Essex and Suffolk Water, so I'm in the process of getting the two to communicate with each other on that subject. Just for information.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. Councillor Frank.
Just a personal comment. I couldn't hear a word that Councillor was saying because he was right at the back of the meeting. He's not exactly loud in his mumbling, and perhaps if we invite him again, perhaps we can get him to stand in the middle of the room and perhaps turn these fans off because they're not hurting me anymore.
No,
yeah.
It's a hot as well.
I know,
so,
but.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you did actually have the option of coming to the front.
Sorry?
You did have the option of coming into the front row.
Yeah.
But chose to sit at the back.
Mm.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Here,
finally, if councillors have any items they want to put forward to the next full council meeting, could they give notice to the office at least 10 working days beforehand?
Uh-huh.
And the next parish council meeting will be here on Monday the 8th of September at 7:30. I declare the meeting.
Comment about